السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's read the Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, children and dear listeners, we just witnessed the month of Ramadan few weeks back. And after Ramadan, we saw the month of Shawwal and then Zulqa'dah. We are in the month of Zulqa'dah. And we all know that time goes so fast. It just felt that we finished our Ramadan few days back. And today we are waiting for Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And mashallah, those fortunate ones will be going to Baytullah to perform Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and make us means to go again and again to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Umrah and for Hajj. So we are in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. In few weeks time, the month of Dhul-Hijjah will be arriving. And in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, we all know it's the last month of our Islamic calendar. And that's the month that when people go for Hajj, to perform Hajj. Do you know the hadith that I've just recited? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the pillar of Islam is five. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Islam ki bunyade paanch hain. There are five pillars of Islam. The first is shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The first is to bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. That's the first pillar of Islam. To have this belief, to have this aqeedah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, brothers, everything that exists in this universe, everything that exists, whether it can be seen or not, whether it's within the realms of human understanding or whether it's beyond it, each and everything that exists is in this universe is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of each and every shay. You know the word shay in Arabic, those who know the Arabic language, means a thing, each and everything. Now the mufassirin, those who explain the Quran and the tafsir, those who do the tafsir of the Quran, they explain, what do you mean by shay here in this ayat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. What do you mean by shay? So they say, each and everything besides the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shay. So besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and everything that exists in this universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khaliq. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khaliq and the creator of each and everything, then we should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first pillar of Islam. Without this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and He is the only one worthy of worship, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without this belief, a person cannot come in the fold of Islam. That's the first pillar of Islam. To bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just that he is the messenger, but he is the last and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first pillar of Islam. The second pillar of Islam is iqamatus salah, to establish prayer. So salah, you know, namaz and salah has got a special connection with our deen and religion, Islam. So much so, it reminds me of a hadith. You know, there was one sahabi who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that give me some advice, give me some nasihat. And he said, keep it short, brief advice, very short, short and sweet. Ek sahabi aaye aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas, aur aakar ke kehne lage, ya Rasulullah, mujhe koi nasihat firmaye. Aur nasihat lambi chodi nahi, bilkul mukhtasar nasihat. Nasihat ho, advice ho, bilkul brief, ikdam short and sweet advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advice. So listen carefully, these advices are from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first advice he said to that man, to that sahabi, he said that when you offer your salah, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدَّعٍ, that when you offer your salah, think before your namaz that this is my final and last namaz in this earth. Jab aap namaz padhe, to is tasawwur ke saath aur is soch ke saath namaz padhe ki ye meri zindagi ki akhiri namaz hai. Jis tarah koi shakhs is duniya ko alvida keh raha ho, duniya se ja raha ho, aur us shakhs ko kaha jaye ki ye akhiri namaz hai, to aap andaza lagayein ki wo kis ji ke saath aur tawajjuh ke saath namaz padhega. Hamari misal le le, agar koi shakhs mujhe aakar ke abhi ye kahe, یا ہمیں آ کر کے یہ کہیں کہ یہ جو جمعہ کی نماز آپ پڑھنے جا رہے ہیں یہ آپ کی آخری نماز ہے, تو کیا اندازہ ہم کس طرح نماز پڑھیں گے؟ بالکل توجہ کے ساتھ اللہ کی طرف دھیان لگا کر کہ یہ میری آخری نماز ہے. تو ہمیں چاہیے کہ جب بھی ہم کوئی نماز پڑھے تو اس تصور کے ساتھ پڑھیں کہ یہ ہو سکتا ہے میری زندگی کی آخری نماز ہو. So that's the first advice that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم gave, that when you offer your salah, think that this could be your last and the final prayer in this earth. If we think about this, and that's the reality, it's not just an assumption, it could be a reality, because we do not know when is the time of our death. Do you know, each of us seated here, if there are 50, 100 of us, and if I ask a question, what's your date of birth? So everyone would give different answers, isn't it? Everyone would say, that's my date of birth, that's my date of birth. So if there are 100 of them, we'll get probably 99 or 100 answers that this is the date of birth, unless there is same, but that's very rare. So if there are 100 of them, we get 100 different answers for date of birth. But if we ask the second question, when is the date of death? So we'll only get one answer, and that is, I don't know. Only one answer we'll get, that nobody knows that, and that's the fact, and that's the reality. So that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sahabi, that when you offer your salah, think that this could be your last salah. So that's why we are asked not just that we are punctual with our salah, but when we read our salah, we read with proper, you know, with ikhlas and with sincerity, with all the adab and sunan and wajibat of namaz. So that's the first advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. The second advice he gave was, وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ فِي غَدٍ, that do not utter anything from your mouth that because of which you have to be sorry about it tomorrow. Yani apne zuban se koi aisa lafz na kahe, koi aisi baat na kahe ke jiske liye maazirat pesh karni pade. Oh, I'm sorry for that. Kya matlab iska? Ke zuban se koi baat nikalne se pehle soch le ke ye jo baat nikalne ja raha hu kya ye sahi hai ya galat hai. Before we utter something, before we speak something, think about it. You know, that's why Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Damat Barakatum, he used to say that his father, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, used to always advise that when you want to say something, think for a moment that if this statement of mine, I was asked to prove this in the court, am I able to do that? For example, if I was to say something now, and if I was asked that, you know your statement, can you prove that in the court? If you can prove what you're going to say, then you say it. Otherwise, stay quiet. یعنی آپ جو بات زبان سے کہنے جا رہے ہیں یہ سوچ لیں کہ اس بات کو اگر مجھے کورٹ میں ثابت کرنا پڑے کورٹ کے اندر مجھے پروف کرنا پڑے تو کیا میرے پاس اس سٹیٹمنٹ کو پروف کرنے کے لیے کوئی ہیں کوئی پروف ہے میرے پاس اگر ہیں تو وہ کہے ورنہ خاموش رہیں آج بہت سی دفعہ یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ہم بس زبان ایک بات جو کان پر پڑ گئی ہم اسے آگے چلا دیتے سوشل میڈیا کا دور ہے واٹس ایپ کے اوپر جو بات آ گئی ہم آگے فارورڈ کر لیتے without even verifying first that whether the you know the whatever has been come on me to through WhatsApp is that true or wrong, is that right or wrong. That's the second advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. And the third advice he said was ke wa ajmi'i al-iyas mimma fi aydi an-nas, ke logo ke paas jo bhi kuch hai usse mayus ho jaye. Yani do not look at the possession and the wealth of other people. Your eyes and your focus should not be on the wealth that others have. Yani logo se ummeed bandhna chhod de, logo se ummeed lagana chhod de. اور اسی سے ہم پچھلے جو مجلس میں بات کر رہے تھے کہ جو ڈسپیوٹ اور جو جھگڑے ہوتے ہیں آپس کے اندر اسے کس طرح ختم کیا جائے. یو نو دا ڈسپیوٹس دیٹ وی ہیو ود ان اس, واٹس دا یو نو حضرت حکیم الامت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ہی مینشن سو بیوٹیفلی دیٹ اف اے پرسن فالوز دیز ٹو تھنگز دیز ٹو میتھڈز دین آل دا ڈسپیوٹس دیٹ وی ہیو ود ان اس کین بی ریزالوڈ. ٹو تھنگز, نمبر ون ہی سیڈ واز وین یو ڈو گڈ ٹو ادرز, when you do good to somebody else, that do not expect something back in return. Do not expect anything back in return. When you do good to someone, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab aap kisi par ihsan kare, kisi ka koi bhalai kare, to return ke andar ye na ke, oh, usne to mera shukriya ada nahi kiya, usne to mere sath ye mamla kiya. Nahi, isse aapas mein jhagde paida hoge. Isme aapas mein hoga, nahi, usne is tarah kiya. Nahi, ye pehli cheez. کہ لوگوں پر جب احسان کرے لوگوں کے ساتھ اچھائی کا معاملہ کرے تو بھول جائے, نیکی کرے اور دریا میں ڈالے, نیکی کرے اور اس کا اجر اللہ سے مانگے, اللہ کے لیے کرے, نمبر ایک. اور نمبر دو یہ ہے کہ لوگوں سے امیدیں لگانا چھوڑ دے. او میں اتنا بڑا آدمی اور اس نے میرا ادب نہیں کیا, میرا رسپیکٹ نہیں کیا. نہیں, لوگوں سے امیدیں لگانا چھوڑ دے. امیدیں لگانی ہو تو صرف اللہ تعالیٰ سے لگائے. اگر انسان کے اندر یہ دو چیزیں آ جائیں تو آپس کے جو جھگڑے ہیں اختلافات ہیں وہ سارے کے سارے ختم ہو جائیں گے. سو دا سیکنڈ پلر آف اسلام از صلاح, اینڈ دا تھرڈ پلر آف اسلام از ایتا الزکا, ٹو پے اور زکا. اینڈ بردرز, یو نو انفارچونیٹلی دیر آر مینی آف اس ٹوڈے ہو یو نو ہو آر ناٹ ریئلی دیٹ مچ کنسرن وین اٹ کمز ٹو زکا. We do not know the masail of zakah. When do I need to give out zakah? Remember, like how salah is fard, if a person has got the nisab amount, for him to give out zakah is also fard. Once in a year. Zakah is an obligation once in a year. Obviously, there are masail for it. We need to go to the ulama, to the scholars, and learn about the masail of zakah. You know, it comes in the hadith, Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam. Zakah is the bridge of Islam. You know, after we leave this world, we all have to go through the bridge of Sirat, pull Sirat. The Prophet ﷺ said that if you want to pass that bridge of Sirat in a lightning pace, you need to be regular with your zakah. You need to be punctual with your zakah. We need to pay out zakah every year. We should know when is the anniversary date for my zakah. If a person has got more than the nisab amount, for him to give out zakah is fard. And the nisab amount roughly is about £350. It fluctuates every day. We need to find out what's the nisab today. And if a person has got more than that much of amount, whether it's in the form of cash or whether it's in the bank account or he's got it in the form of gold, jewelries, he has to give out zakah. That's one pillar of Islam. That's one of the pillars of Islam. And the other pillar of Islam we just witnessed a few weeks back was the month of Ramadan, Sawm. Alhamdulillah, we offered the 30 Sawms, 29, 30 Sawms in the month of Ramadan. That's one of the pillar of Islam. And one of the pillar of Islam is also Hajj, which we'll witness in a few days' time, inshallah, few weeks' time. The month of Hajj, Dhul-Hijjah. I remember, brothers, you know, Hajj is such an ibadah. The tawaf of Baytullah that we do is not just specific to this ummah. It comes in narration that Hajj is such an ibadah that was performed from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, it comes in narration that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to this earth, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam performed the tawaf of Baytullah. After building Ka'batullah, the house of Allah. And remember, the founder of Baytullah is not Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt the house of Allah. But the founder of the house of Allah, Baytullah, is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first house, the first premise to be built on this earth is the house of Allah, Baytullah. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did the tawaf of Baytullah. After he performed his tawaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam obviously asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the wahi on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam saying that I have forgiven all your sins. You know, your sin that you have committed, I have forgiven it. And the next thing he said was that whoever from your children comes to the house of Allah, Baytullah, and performs tawaf, I will forgive all their sins as well. Whoever comes to the house of Allah, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ne jab tawaf kiya, aur tawaf ke baad Allah ta'ala se maghfirat talab ki, Allah ta'ala ne us waqt wahi nazil farmayi aur farmaya ke jis tarah maine tumhare gunah ko maaf kiye, tumhare aulad mein se jo koi bhi is maqam par aur is ghar ka tawaf karega aur hajj ya umra ada karega, main unke tamam gunahon ko maaf farma dunga. To ye wahi thi jo Adam alayhi salatu wasalam par us waqt nazil hui thi. اور مفسرین اور محدثین اور مؤرخین یہ لکھتے ہیں, روایتوں میں آتا ہے کہ آدم علیہ السلام نے کل 300 حج کیے, 300 حج, اور 700 دفعہ آدم علیہ السلام نے بیت اللہ کا سفر کیا عمرے کے لیے. So remember brothers, حج is one of the pillar of Islam as well. And it's the teaching of our Sharia. Our Islam has taught us that if a person has got enough wealth, and he is in the right frame of mind, he is healthy, he is able, and he has got so much of wealth that he can travel from his residence to Makkatul Mukarramah, stay there for 5 days of Hajj, and then return back again, and he has got some wealth left behind for the family members as well. And if it's a woman, she's got a mahram with her, then for that man and woman to go for Hajj is fard. If a person has got enough wealth that he can travel from his residence and he can go to Makkatul Mukarramah, he is healthy, he is fit, he is in his right frame of mind, and he's got some wealth left behind for his family as well, then for that person to go for Hajj will be farz. Like how namaz is farz, for that person to go for Hajj will be farz as well. And the ulama, the scholars, they say that every year when he delays Hajj, he'll get sin for delaying it. زندگی میں ایک دفعہ حج کے لیے جانا فرض ہے, جبکہ انسان کے پاس سارے وسائل موجود ہوں. انسان کے پاس اتنی رقم ہے کہ وہ اپنے گھر سے مکہ المکرمہ کا سفر کر سکے اور مکہ المکرمہ سے واپس آ سکے, اور جب جائیں تو پیچھے اپنے گھر والوں کے لیے کوئی پیسے چھوڑ کر کے جائے, کوئی وسائل چھوڑ کر کے جائے, اور اس کا بدن ساتھ دے, کوئی بیماری نہ ہو اور سارا بدن فٹ ہے, کوئی بیماری نہیں ہے, تو پھر ایسے شخص کے لیے حج کے لیے جانا فرض ہے. اور اگر عورت ہیں تو ساتھ محرم ہو تو پھر ان کے لیے حج پہ جانا فرض ہے. تو اسلام کے یہ جو پانچ بنیادیں, پانچ پلر آف اسلام, the five pillars of Islam, one of the pillar is حج. And Hajj is an obligation like how Salah is an obligation. You know, like how Namaz is an obligation, 5 times daily follows Salah that we offer, in the same way Hajj is an obligation as well, if a person fulfills all those conditions and criteria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Saathiyo se darkhast aage aage tashreef le aaye, ya phir ye ki khade ho jaye, taake saf bana le, taake piche aane walo ke liye jagah ho jaye. Khade ho karke saf bana le aur aage ki jagah poor kar le. Please fill in the gaps that are there in front of you, so that we can leave some spaces for those who are coming after. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله